It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hi, yes, welcome back. Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining me. As always, we appreciate it. Let's get to your top three stories real quick here. Later this hour, we got your weekend movie preview. So jobs report, U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs to the market. And this is a surprise. Unemployment dropped 3.4%. And we expected to add maybe some jobs, but it was considerably more than what was expected. New England is dealing with this polar vortex. We've talked about this before. Negative temperatures up in the Northeast could be record-breaking temperatures. Wow. And in fact, I got a couple of texts about that. And then China says that the balloon flying over the United States, just don't worry about it. No problemo. It is merely a weather balloon. Of course, United States officials are like, no, we're not falling for that one. Got a couple of texts here. Let's see here. Well, let's start with this one. Bobby, if it's just a weather balloon, then there should be no pushback from China if we did shoot it down. Yeah, actually, good point there. Continue on here. The story about it being a hazard to public safety, too. To shoot it down is BS. If you look on a map of the places it's already passed, there's lots of open space where they could have already been shot down without endangering the public. Remember when the Space Shuttle Columbia blew up upon reentry in 2003? Hundreds of miles of debris. No injuries reported on the ground. Yeah, good point. Very good points right there. And that's the thing, is there's something here. We got another text from somebody who says, the reason why the Biden administration hasn't shot it down is because Biden's Chinese handlers won't let him. Okie dokie. Yeah, this is that's steep. Here's another one. Talk about the cold weather. The one of my sisters lives in New Hampshire. Current at Sisters, 6 degrees Fahrenheit to negative 36 degree Fahrenheit. Warm. Way better than State Park at Mount Washington. Last checked, they have webcams out there still standing. Oh, I have to check and see, because they used to have webcams out there. Current warm temperature is negative 40 degrees. Winds of 95 miles an hour, gust of 102 miles an hour, wind chills negative 99 Fahrenheit. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. That is, yep, that's cold. that's definitely cold. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 and 90. Our slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace have cleared up as well. If you see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-226-1111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. There's a couple of things here real quick. We have a new date for Three Mile Bridge opening up. It's going to be February 13th. That's the expectation. February 13th, we should be having basically both sides of the bridge completely open. I was trying to find out whether or not the pedestrian side of the bridge, of the westbound one, was going to open up that early or not as well, or is it going to be delayed? Because that's what happened with the eastbound. They opened up the lanes for traffic, but the pedestrian bridge was delayed. So far, I haven't been able to see anything about it being delayed. It looks like when they open it, it's all going to be open. So it'll be pretty bizarre. I mean, we got the Pensacola Beach sign back up and running over in Gulf Breeze. Now we're going to have Three Mile Bridge up and running. It's like, well, what in the world? This nightmare is going to be over fairly soon. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi coming up next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Thank you.
Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We'll get your next traffic update here in about 5 minutes, but we did get a text saying there's an accident that just happened on 5 points in Pace. Traffic starting to back up now. Ugh, that's unfortunate. According to a study, an extensive study, by the way, researchers believe that Bigfoot is actually just a black bear. That's right. They've been looking at sightings and they've studied all the different sightings in the particular areas where Bigfoot has been discovered in the past, and they think it's just a black bear on its hind legs walking around. And so they said there's an average of one Sasquatch sighting for every 900 black bears in any given area. So, okay. There's only two places where their formula didn't work of trying to figure out if it's a black bear. Texas and Florida were the only two states. We don't have that many black bears, yet we still do have Bigfoot sightings, apparently. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Former Vice President Mike Pence wants the Biden administration to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon moving over the U.S. Pence also urged Secretary of State Antony Blinken to go through with his visit to Beijing, which was postponed today. Reports say the balloon is currently hovering over the state of Missouri, giving credence to the rumors that the Eagles are using it to spy on the Chiefs. Don't know if that's true or not. We're looking into it. The wind chill reaching -7 degrees now in Buffalo, -21 in Maine, and -22 in Vermont. And forecasters say the coldest air as part of this historic freeze will be actually tomorrow morning. U.S. economy adding more jobs in November and December than initially reported. The latest jobs numbers from the feds reveal 290,000 positions were created in November. December numbers also revised upward as there were 260,000 jobs added. And finally, Bluebell announcing a new cereal-based flavor just in time for National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day tomorrow. The Texas-based creamery says the iHeart Cereal Ice Cream is made with fruity cereal combined with confetti sprinkles and coated fruity cereal pieces.
Okay. I'm not sure if I would want to get that. I've tried... I was at some restaurant a while ago. They had some sort of like a Fruity Pebbles shake. Yeah. It was just a regular milkshake. It was okay. It was not very good. So I don't think it would be something I'd be wanting to try to delve into. Is it something that sound like you'd be into?
No, I'm pretty basic guy when it comes to my food taste. So for me, it's, you know, it's strawberry, chocolate, peanut butter, mint chocolate chip, you know, those sort of things. Gotcha. Bubblegum ice cream is about as far out there as I go.
Bubblegum ice cream?
Yeah.
That does not sound like something I'd be.
Oh, it's so good.
Try.
Yeah. It's
really?
It's like little, you know, like those small, like kind of square shaped bubble gums, you know, that you'd have like in the 25 cent machines, you know, those little things. Yeah. Just they have those in the candy and it's kind of, or those in the ice cream and it's, you know, it's a, nice, I wouldn't say sherbet taste, but I mean, it's kind of strawberry, cherry type, you know, bubblegum flavor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Very, very interesting then. I'm more just a stick. As I get older, I'm getting away from the chocolate, but I've always been just chocolate. Like, just, you know, if you get Denali tracks with chocolate ice cream, you know, like M&M's in chocolate ice cream, like, you know, Reese's peanut butter cup and chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's just, I go to Dairy Queen and I get their peanut butter parfait, which is chocolate fudge with peanuts in it, vanilla ice cream, chocolate fudge with peanuts in it, chocolate, and it's layered like that. I always get it with chocolate ice cream. Like that's just, I get the peanut butter parfait with chocolate ice cream. I get everything chocolate. As I get older though, I'm starting to get into some like pecan flavors and maybe peaches and cream sometimes, but I still default to chocolate. So Gracie,
I was gonna say, for you, if you are on a chocolate kick, chocolate Trinity from Publix It's insane. I love anything like dark chocolate, and it's really, really good. But it's very chocolatey.
Very chocolatey. Yes, I've had that one as well. It's very good. There's one, I can't remember which one it is. I don't know how I'm getting so far off on the chocolate stuff, but the on the ice creams. But there's the what's that ice cream that has like a layer of chocolate on the top of it? You have to break the chocolate first. Is it like Dove? I don't know if it's like Dove chocolate. It's like a, it's just in a pint. It's only in a pint. And when you open it up, when you take the lid off, it has like a layer of like a thin layer of just chocolate on top that you have to break the chocolate to get to the ice cream. And I think it's Dove, but oh man. Yeah. Whichever one that is, it's good stuff. So, oh no, it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember which one it's called.
I think it's Magnum. I just looked
Magnum. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. Magnum.
Well, you should have it for breakfast tomorrow.
Breakfast. Yeah. Might as well.
It's Saturday.
What
why
Saturday?
Not?
What's under the chocolate though? Is it chocolate ice cream or another
just regular
flavor?
Well, it's different flavors of ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah. They have a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different flavors. Yeah. Like they have a mint flavor and they've got like, I think a caramel or something. They even have some vanilla. So I see that, but bubblegum, ooh, I don't know about that. That doesn't seem like that would
so good.
Go great. Gracie, have you had the bubblegum?
I haven't had it. I do usually lean more chocolate, but usually all sweets I'm kind of fine with, honestly. Like the cereal ice cream sounds pretty good to me. I would
really.
I don't know if it'd be my favorite, but heck, I would get a cone of it. It'd be fine.
All right, there you go. You know, we're getting closer to the Super Bowl here, and so with that, we're talking about favorite Super Bowl like sweets and treats and snacks and foods and everything. We didn't talk about desserts. Do you do any kind of dessert type thing for the Super Bowl food, like, or is it just like nope, gotta go with the salties with your pizza,
I mean,
and your wings?
I'm okay with chips. Like finger foods, like dessert. I mean, cookies. I mean, you know, most everything is going to be finger foods for me. So, you know, I don't like going to Super Bowl parties where I have to put a whole lot of effort into putting stuff together and, you know, a whole lot of effort in eating, right? I just want to be able to just put my hand down, put something in my mouth, and that's it. So usually, I mean, that's just finger foods. So, you know, cookies, brownies, that sort of thing.
Okay, I got you. I do like, I've done a couple of years in a row. Might do it this year, but we do root beer floats for the, like, everybody can have get root beer floats. But once again, I like my root beer float with chocolate ice cream. So, all right, Gracie, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident that just happened in the five points in Pace. Don't have a lot of details on it because it isn't reported by FHP just yet, but it's looking like Quintent Road with a roadblock. That's where we're seeing most of the slowdowns is going to be leading up to 5 points at Chemukla Highway in Woodbine is where we're starting to see delays. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yesterday, we mentioned that Wawa announced two locations for sure in the Pensacola area. Well, they've announced some more locations in our greater area. I'll tell you where next. Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Jobs update here for you. Unemployment numbers were down just barely. Actually, they stayed about the same this past week compared to the previous week. Continued unemployment numbers did jump up about 50,000, though. Now, Wawa, this is the convenience store that's from up north. They're in Central Florida now, but they're starting to expand to this area. They announced two locations for Pensacola area yesterday. They announced four locations in Baldwin County, two in Fairhope, one in Daphne, and then one in Robertsdale. They're planning on having 6 to 10 stores just in the Pensacola area by 2025. So they've got a lot more expansion to do in the area. I still get a lot of people going, what is Wawa? Look, the convenience stores up north are all basically like Buc-ee's, just a very, very small version of it. They're like normal size convenience stores, but they have fresh food. They have smoothies and milkshakes and things like that instead of just going there for, you know, packaged, you know, prepackaged sweets and prepackaged chips and stuff like that. They actually have sandwiches and things like those. So that's why I think a lot of people are excited to get it down this way. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross. Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your weekend movie preview coming up here in about 9 minutes. And first, let me get to your top three stories. So, jobs report. U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs in January. Unemployment fell to 3.4% as the labor market surprised. Had about 187,000 more jobs than expected. New England's polar vortex could snap all-time records, including... I mean, basically, with the negative wind chills. I mean, we're getting reports now. It's even beyond negative 40 degrees wind chill. China says that that balloon flying over the United States is it's just a civilian aircraft that is a weather balloon. Pentagon coming out going, no, because it's navigable. They are controlling it. It is moving all over the place. And there's some other factors that they were able to recognize, too, to say, no, it's not a weather balloon. So those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA is underway right now. Tie game between the Charlotte Hornets and Detroit Pistons at 37 apiece. The Indianapolis Pacers are leading the Kings just by 1 point at the end of the first. Washington Wizards are beating Portland Trailblazers by 17 points in the second. And the game just tipped off on NBA TV between the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks. Celtics lead 3-0. Then, what happened? Okay. NCAA men's basketball. We've got VCU tied with St. Louis at 27 apiece. That's on ESPN2. And then we've got Fairfield against Quinnipiac. They're tied at 21 apiece. Yale is beating beat Harvard. Yale beat Harvard 68-57. And then coming up on FS1 at 8 o'clock, Boise State plays number 22 San Diego State University. Right now on ESPN, it is the skills competitions, the NHL All-Star Skills competitions going on. I believe that they're doing right now. I don't see it now. I think they're doing the breaking away challenge or something like that. So skills competition for the NHL going on tonight. And then of course, tomorrow's the NHL, the actual NHL All-Star game. Then in NCAA women's basketball coming up later tonight, you've got number 7, Utah against Oregon State, number 2, Stanford against Washington State, and 10 o'clock on Pac-12 Network, number 22, Arizona plays number 14, UCLA. In sports news, according to, where is this? Oh, yeah. So the, couple of news stories, coming out here, but before I get to that, LeBron James only 63 points away from the, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record, 63 points away. NBA All-Star Kyrie Irving says that he wants a trade before the trade deadline. The Lakers reportedly are looking to possibly trade Russell Westbrook to the Jazz. The NBA has gone ahead and suspended Brooks and fined Donovan Mitchell for the little dust up that they had a couple of days ago. And then in the NFL, the Bengals running back yesterday, we mentioned that he had a warrant for his arrest, Joe Mixon, for aggravated menacing. Well, the aggravated menacing charge has been dismissed, at least for now. Then Aaron Rodgers says, I'm not going to San Fran. Okay, making that one clear. According to a source, the Raiders are letting quarterback Derek Carr talk to other teams now. And quarterback Geno Smith on the Seahawks talks on renewing his contract says things are looking very good. Alabama has stolen away the offensive coordinator for Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Tommy Reese is their new offensive coordinator for Alabama. And Oklahoma and Texas are reportedly unlikely to leave the Big 12 for the SEC before 2025. They for a while, they were looking to try to do some sort of early buyout. And it looks like they've both teams have abandoned that idea. They will remain in the Big 12 until 2025. And finally, an update on the PGA Tour at Pebble Beach. One of the caddies collapsed and was given CPR. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're still seeing slowdowns at the intersection in Pace 5 Points. This is due to an accident on Chumbuckla Highway as you're getting closer to the 5 Points intersection, leaving from the Highway 90. We're seeing slowdowns. FHP is reporting that there is a roadblock, so use some caution. Also, just seeing some typical afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90, just a small patch leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Before getting to today's sign of the apocalypse, I want to share this story real quick. The federal government is doing a pilot program, and I have not been able to verify which states. I went to the website and everything for the Department of Agriculture and haven't been able to verify it, but they're doing a pilot program in 3 states that will incentivize food stamp recipients to try to buy more fruits and vegetables. The idea of what they'll do is if you buy healthy foods like fruits and vegetables, then you'll maybe get some coupons. You'll get an extra discount. You'll get maybe a gift card, bonus food items, or just extra funds. So think of it like this. If you got $500 a month for your food stamps, but you buy $100 worth of, or maybe $200 worth of fruits and vegetables, then instead of $500, now you're going to have $550 available for food stamps overall. So it's a new healthy incentive that they're trying to provide to try to get people on food stamps to eat healthier. All right. Kind of an interesting little program right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the apocalypse.
You know, people coming into work sick. It's been an issue for a long time. COVID definitely highlighted it a lot more, where people are now, I think, are a little bit more conscientious about going to work sick, and people are more conscientious about not wanting fellow employees to show up to work sick. Well, a new poll showed that 38% of people, that's almost 4 out of 10, 38% of people say they've gone to work sick just to prove it to their coworkers. Just to prove it to the coworkers, I'm sick. Oh, no, you're not. Whatever. Fine, coming into work. And so 38%, 4 out of 10 show up to work sick. I knew somebody, this is back in my younger days, they called me up, said, can you take me to work? I do not feel good. I'm sick. I said, then why are you going to work? And they said, my work's making me go. I called my boss, told him I'm sick. He said, you need to cover your shift anyway. They worked at a restaurant. They said, you need to cover your shift anyway. And they were like, but I'm too sick to drive. Can you take me to work? I said, sure. So I stopped by her house, picked her up, driving her to work. It's really close by. It wasn't a big deal. But then on the way there, she was like, can you stop at Walgreens or CVS or one of those? Yeah, sure. Stop at the drugstore. Figure she's getting some medicine. She comes in the car. She takes some sort of medicine. I drop her off. She's like, can you just wait out here for like 15 minutes? Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going back home. But if you can just wait, I don't want to have to call you and come back and get me. And I was like, yeah, sure. So I'm waiting. Comes back out like 10, 15 minutes. Comes out looking white as a sheet, like looking way worse than she did when I dropped her off. And she already looked bad. She already looked sick, but she looked like way sick in like 15 minutes. And so we're driving home. As I'm driving her home, I had to pull over like 3 times so she could throw up on the side of the road. It was like, she was sick, sick. I was like, oh my gosh. Like I'm like trying to not breathe the air. Cause I'm like, whatever she got, I don't want it. And then, turns out she was sick. She was sick for real, but because her boss was making her come in, she wanted to make the boss feel worse for making her come in. So when she had me stop at the drugstore, she had me pick up, or she went in and picked up syrup Epicac, which I've never purchased before, never would. And apparently this stuff makes you vomit. And so she purposely was causing herself to vomit because to prove a point, to basically just to prove a point. And I'm like, that's crazy. And then I see this poll, 40% of people say they go to work just to sick, just to prove it to the coworkers. I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's more common than I realized. So there you go. All right, let's get Traffic on the Fives. Oh, wait, we already did Traffic on the Fives, didn't we? So this is today's Sign of the Apocalypse. All right, coming up here next, we're going to get your weekend movie preview. Stick around for that. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, hearing reaction from our congressman over the fiasco involving a Chinese balloon invading U.S. airspace.
They see Blinken and Biden as paint-by-numbers strategists, not even strategists. This would have never happened under President Trump because
you like the unpredictability.
Because they would not have known what would have been the consequences.
Speaking with Steve Bannon, military leaders have said they decided against shooting the balloon down out of concern debris could hurt somebody on the ground. Major blast of cold air heading to the northeast, impacting millions. The freezing weather will get as cold as 32 degrees below zero across the region. Heavy winds expected there as well. The NFL says there were 149 concussions during this past regular season. That's a jump of 18% from the 2021 campaign. LeBron James now 63 points away from passing Kareem for first place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Likely to break the record next week. He does have a chance tomorrow in New Orleans. He'd have to get, of course, 63 points. No way he does that again in New Orleans. They've got two home games next week, Tuesday against the Thunder, Thursday against the Bucks. So I think he'll try to get as close as he can on Saturday in New Orleans before heading back home. Pair of courtside seats. You can get them for $200,000 for Tuesday's game, Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay. Nope. But yeah, he'll probably get it in the next 2 to 3 games for sure.
Yeah.
So be exciting to see that one. Of course, his big thing he's looking at on his radar isn't even the scoring total. His thing that he's looking at is hoping that his son can play in the NBA with him. That's what he says he's holding on to. He's wanting to play with his son in the NBA. You know, so let's see what happens with that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, we've got this thing with a spy balloon or whatever you call it, the balloon. I do think it just if there's any major weakness we've seen from this administration, it would be that their international policies. I mean, one of the reasons why a lot of Democrats and frankly the moderates voted for Biden was because they felt like he had enough he had good international experience and was going to be able to lead us. And all we've seen is debacle after debacle after debacle in the way he handles international things. I think this is just another one of them. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We are still seeing delays on Chemukla Highway getting closer to the Five Points intersection in Pace. This is due to an accident with a roadblock right near the Whataburger and Tom Thumb. So right near the intersection, we are still seeing delays there. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So it's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
No.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview. There's actually three movies in the theater this weekend, and they all look pretty good. Nothing that's going to be like a huge blockbuster film, at least I don't think so. The first one would be Knock at the Cabin. This is an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie. I can never pronounce his name, so it's just easier to say that. It's a psychological horror film. A little girl and her two dads, played by Jonathan Groff and Ben Aldridge, are on vacation at a remote cabin in the woods. Then four strangers come to their cabin, take them hostage. The strangers insist that one of them must be sacrificed to prevent the apocalypse from happening. Some of the strangers are include Dave Bautista in this one. Jonathan Groff, you know him from The King in Hamilton, and he's also the voice for the guy in Frozen. 80 for Brady. Now, this one looks fun. It's PG-13. It's inspired by a true story of four ladies in their 80s who are huge Tom Brady fans. They go on a road trip together to the 2017 Super Bowl in Houston to watch Tom Brady play. So the four ladies are played by Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin. And yeah, it looks fun. 80 for Brady. It's in theaters today. And there's another one. It's a family-friendly film. Digital animation, The Amazing Maurice. Rated PG. Hugh Laurie voices a streetwise ginger cat named Maurice in his goofy interpretation of the tale of the Pied Piper. He came up with the perfect money-making scam. Maurice has his own Pied Piper and a plague of rats to trick gullible townspeople into giving him money. But when a bookworm named Malicia, voiced by Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, basically meets up with them, she basically ruins their plan. So looks kind of like a fun digital animation film that's out in theaters today, The Amazing Maurice. There's nothing really on DVD or digital download. On streaming, you got a few options. If you like Harlem on Amazon Prime, well, season 2 came out. Paws of Fury, the family-friendly digital film, came out on Amazon Prime as well. On Netflix, Lyle Crocodile and a whole bunch of Netflix original films. And on Disney Plus, Black Panther Wakanda Forever is now available this week as well. Then when it comes to movie news, so Titanic is going to be re-released this year for the 25th anniversary. And so there's a new special coming out on National Geographic called Titanic 25 Years Later with James Cameron. And part of it, they tested out whether Jack would be able to survive the water and whether there was enough room on the raft, the makeshift raft for he and Rose. What they found was, yes, he would have been able to get on the raft enough to be able to survive. Their legs would have been in the water, but he would have been able to survive. James Cameron's final verdict, Jack might have lived, but there are a lot of variables. In a well-lit experiment, a test pool, blah, blah. But based on what I know today, I would have made the raft smaller so that there's no doubt. So in other words, no matter what, I'm figuring out a way to kill off Jack. So all the people wanted him to stay alive wasn't going to happen. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.